Welcome back, everybody. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Advent.
And we continue reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. And Janelle?
Okay, so I'm going to start off with something that St. Alphonsus shares. He talks about different saints and what they say on their deathbeds. And I just thought it was so beautiful because, you know, to capture that moment, obviously somebody wrote it down. And I'm always curious, like, you know, when somebody dies, what are their last words? I think in modern day, a lot of people are kind of not given that opportunity because often people are very sedated or medicated as they die. But anyhow, these saints shared a few words. Gerard, brother of Saint Bernard, died singing at the very thought of dying in the house of God. Father Suarez of the Society of Jesus felt at his death so great consolation and sweetness at dying in religion that he said, "I never thought it would be so sweet to die." Another good religious of the same society laughed when at the point of death, and being asked why he laughed, answered, "And why should I not laugh? Has not Jesus Christ promised paradise to him who leaves everything for his sake?" Isn't that beautiful? I want to say that. I want to laugh right before I die. I think a lot of us have a little bit of fear.
Mm-hmm. The one who had the most joyful death was the Blessed Virgin Mary. That, according to St. Alphonsus in another writing, but it just comes to my mind right now. And the reason why he says that is because, if I remember correctly, because she had no remorse of conscience. Something that really brings people great dread in the last moment is remorse of conscience. Number two, she had no worldly attachments. So she was not looking back to the world, but looking forward to God. And number three, she was secure in her salvation. When we don't feel secure in our salvation, our last moment is a great terror.
Yeah, I think I feel a little insecure about myself, salvation. I need to get to confession. I beseech you, therefore, to imagine yourself already at the point of death, about to appear before the tribunal of Jesus Christ. Reflect what, when reduced to that state, you would wish to have done.
I think this is a great meditation. To imagine ourselves before the tribunal of Jesus Christ, where we are going to be judged and our eternal resting place will be determined. Think about all the different things our minds go to throughout the day. Useless things. Things that keep us up at night. Things that we worry about. These are the secular meditations that we often take upon ourselves. But this is the most worthwhile one. Now, I want you to consider, what do you worry about? What are you worried about today? And now see yourself before Jesus Christ. Will you still be worrying about that which you worry about today when you're faced before Him? Probably not. So wisdom would probably suggest we should stop worrying about that. See, this meditation really puts life into perspective. It really solidifies what should we give our mind to and our life to and our heart to. It should show us the things that we worry about are really futile things. It should motivate us to pray. It should motivate us to quickly do works of charity when we are prompted to by the Holy Spirit. Anyways, this is a meditation that often occupies my mind. Friends, please comment below what stood out to you and why. Link Rosary right up there, and we will see you tomorrow. God bless.